We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to another episode of this podcast called The Dictionary. I think I need to turn this down a little bit. How'd it get so loud? Okay. I missed yesterday was the first day of April when that episode aired. So hi, happy April. Okay. This is the top of page 290. This is going to be a fun episode. We're going to finish up the COs and move on to the CPs. What words start with CP? Well, you'll just have to listen to this episode and find out. Okay, the first one in this episode is koipu. Yeah, koipu. Or you can pronounce it koipu. Emphasize either syllable, C-O-Y-P-U. Noun from 1793. And the synonym is just nutria, N-U-T-R-I-A. This is from the American Spanish word koipu, with an I instead of a Y, from the Mapuche word, also koipu. I assume Mapuche is probably in Central America or South America, but I don't know. I don't know where, and it's not telling me what koipu means, other than maybe nutria, whatever that is. Sound effect is going to be floof. Next word is cuz. C-O-Z, noun from 1559, and the synonym is just cousin. Yeah, hey, cuz, what's going on, cuz? Although, I feel like, do I spell it C-U-Z or C-O-Z? I guess either one makes sense, but maybe when we get to the C-U section, we will see you then. Floof. Next word is cousin, spelled C-O-Z-E-N. Is it another alternative way to spell cousin? I don't know. Maybe not. First, a verb from 1573. One, to deceive, win over, or induce to do something by artful coaxing and wheedling or shrewd trickery. Wow. Deceive, win over, or induce to do something. So you're coaxing somebody or wheedling them to do something, or you're performing shrewd trickery on them. Wow. You want to make them do something in those ways. Cousin. Number two, to gain by cousining someone. As in, cousined his supper out of the old couple. Wow, yeah, this is not a nice thing to do. So does that mean that he convinced the old couple to give them their dinner to him? Wow, how have I never heard this word before? A synonym is the word cheat. Cousiner is a noun, the one who is doing all the cousining. This is perhaps from the Italian cozzonare. From also the Italian cozzone, which is horse trader. From the Latin cosio, which is trader. Now it's T-R-A-D-E-R. I assume that's somebody who trades things, like trading horses. But it became very, very, very negative to do things in a mean way. Floof. Next word is probably related. It is cousinage or cousinage, two syllables or three syllables. So we just added A-G-E to the end of cousin. Noun from 1583. One, the art or practice of cousining. And the synonym is fraud. Two, an act or an instance of cousining. Interesting word. Floof. Oh, man, I thought I had something. Oh, yes. I just happened, not that this has come up in this episode, but maybe it will later. I remember at one point saying, what does vulgar mean? We see vulgar Latin, and it's been in a few other places. And I just happened to hear on a podcast today that vulgar, it just means common. So vulgar Latin would be common Latin. So I wanted to teach that to you because I learned it today. I speak English good. Okay, next word, floof. It is the word cozy. Oh, I'm sort of cozy right now, but I would like to be even cozier. First form, adjective from 1709, 1A, enjoying or affording warmth and ease. And the synonym is snug, as in a cozy lakeside cabin. 1B, marked by or providing contentment or comfort, as in won by a cozy margin. You felt so good about that margin. You were not worried at all. 2A, marked by the intimacy of the family or a close group. 2B, marked by or suggesting close association or connivance. Connivance? As in, a cozy agreement. 3. Marked by a discreet and cautious attitude or procedure. A synonym for all is the word comfortable. So comfortable. Cozily is an adverb, and coziness is a noun. I think we all deserve some extra coziness. This is perhaps of Scandinavian origin, akin to the Norwegian word koselig, K-O-S-E-L-I-G, and that means cozy. So yeah, it probably is definitely akin to that, yes. Cozy. Just gonna curl up on the bed with a blanket and a hot chocolate, watch a movie, that sounds great. Floof. Next word is the second form of cozy, noun from 1863. One, a padded covering, especially for a teapot, to keep the contents hot. It's a tea cozy. That teapot feels so cozy when you put it on a cozy. Two, a light detective story that usually features a well-educated protagonist and little explicit violence. Little. So does that mean there's virtually no explicit violence, or is it saying that there's just a little? I don't know. A light detective story with just a little explicit violence. People call that a cozy? Maybe it's because when you read it, you're cozied up on your reading chair. Who knows? Next, floof. Third form of cozy. This is the adverb form from 1946. In a cautious manner, as in play it cozy and wait for the other team to make a mistake. And that is a quote from Bobby Dodd. Good old Bobby Dodd. I don't know who that is. Probably a coach, a sports coach of some kind. Because why else would he be talking about that? You just it's like in boxing. You just let the other guy person try and hit you, and you just try and dodge everything and just wear them out or let them make a mistake. Floof. Next word is cozy up, two words. Intransitive verb from 1965. To attain or try to attain familiarity, friendship, or intimacy. And then also ingratiate oneself. As in, cozying up to the boss. You want to be friends with the boss, familiar with the boss. Do people also say cozy up to the bar? I feel like I've heard that phrase. You want to become friends with the bar. Okay, that was the last of the CO words. Now we have a very short CP section. And that's actually going to end at the end of this episode. And then tomorrow's episode, we will have an extremely short CQ section. And then we get into the CRs, which will go on for a while. I don't know why I tell you these things. I just like to. Okay. Floof. Next is CP, abbreviation for 1, compare, 2, coupon. Floof. Now we have CP again, all caps, abbreviation for 1, candle power, which is one word. 2, center of pressure. 3, cerebral palsy. 4, charter party. Charter party. 5, chemically pure. 6, command post. 7, communist party. 8, congregation of the passion. And 9, custom of port. A very wide range of things that CP can stand for. I want you to write me a story which uses every single one of those in some way. Not the abbreviation CP, although that would be fun too. You just put in CP and then you have to figure out which one of those 9 things goes in that spot. It's like opposite Mad Libs, maybe. But I think it would also be fun to have a story where you mention candle power, center of pressure, cerebral palsy, charter party, chemically pure, command post, communist party, congregation of the passion, and custom of port. Floof! Next is CPA, all caps, abbreviation for certified public accountant. They deal with your money, and you gotta thank them because you need them. Floif. Next is CPAP, all caps, abbreviation for continuous positive airway pressure. That's a is that a CPAP? That's what they say. I think it's in just hospitals, medical situations. Floof. Next is CPB, all caps, abbreviation for Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Floof. CPCU, all caps, abbreviation for Chartered Property Casualty Underwriter. My brain, it does not know what to do with those words. Chartered Property Casualty Underwriter. Okay. Next, floof. CPD, all lowercase, abbreviation for compound. Compound. Floif. CPFF, all caps, abbreviation for cost plus fixed fee. What context do these words get used in? Cost plus fixed fee. I don't know. Florf. Next is CPI, abbreviation for characters per inch. You know, that's sort of related to font size. What's the CPI? How many characters can you fit in an inch? Let's see. What? That's about an inch there. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Like around 19 or 20. This book is about 19 to 20 characters per inch. The CPI of this book is maybe 20. Sure. Floof. Next is CPI, all caps, abbreviation for Consumer Price Index. Floof. CPL, abbreviation for 1, complete, 2, compline, C-O-M-P-L-I-N-E. Floif. CPL, capital C, abbreviation for corporal. Floff. CPM, all caps, abbreviation for cost per thousand. And you would think that it would be CPT, but the reason it is CPM is because we're using the Latin word mille or mille, M-I-L-L-E, and that means thousand. Cost per thousand. So is it, are they using two English words and then a Latin word? That's interesting. Cost per meal, it's thousand. Floif. CPO, all caps, abbreviation for Chief Petty Officer. FNARF, CPR, abbreviation for cardiopulmonary resuscitation. An extremely important thing that I should probably get trained up on, but I know the basics. We need more people who know CPR. FLOOF, CPS, all caps, abbreviation for 1. Cards per second. 2. Certified Professional Secretary. 3. Characters per second. 4. Cycles per second. FLONKF. CPSC, all caps, abbreviation for Consumer Product Safety Commission. FLURF. CPT, all caps, abbreviation for Captain. And our last one, FLOOF. It is officially pronounced CPU, and it is spelled CPU. It is a noun from 1962. I guess it is also often capitalized. I don't know why they put it here in lowercase. I just think it's funny that they even gave the pronunciation of how to say it, CPU. It is the component of a computer system that performs the basic operations as processing data of the system that exchanges data with the system's memory or peripherals and that manages the system's other components, called also just processor. Yes, it's a very important thing in your computer and all of the things that you do. You need the CPU and it lets you do things. I would like to pronounce it kapu. Okay, so the words in this episode were koipu, cuz, cousin, cousinage, cozy, 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 cozy up, CP, CPA, CPA, CPAP, CPB, CPCU, CPD, CPFF, CPI, CPI, CPL, CPL, CPM, CPO, CPR, CPS, CPSE, CPT, CPU. I shall pick CPR as the word of the episode. You gotta do the CPR. We were just watching a movie last night where somebody was telling somebody else to do CPR because that person was already doing CPR or something on somebody else. And they were having them do like the chest compressions to the Macarena song, but it was a little bit of a weird rhythm kind of, and it didn't quite make sense to my brain. But I think the best one is if you're supposed to do the compressions to the Bee Gees song "Stayin' Alive," it's the right rhythm, and also it's just called "Stayin' Alive." You're trying to keep them alive. So that's the one to do it. So maybe we'll sing, "Staying Alive, Staying Alive, Cardiopulmonary Resuscitation, Staying Alive." That's good enough for this. That's higher quality than most everything here. Okay, that is going to be the end of this episode. Thank you very much for listening, and until the next episode, this has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Ta-ta.